Today on Hardwired.
We live in a house of flesh that can still be tempted. And it can be tempted by many, many, many different things. But just because you're saved doesn't mean you're temptation free. No. Sometimes it even escalates because the devil's coming after you with temptation. We have weaknesses that can defeat us without God's help.
Welcome to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickliar, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some words of hope, encouragement, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, hardwired.org. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, hardwired.org. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Hardwired.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I preach the gospel not just because Christ saves for eternity, but also because the Lord delivers us in the here and now. He delivers us from the things that are destroying us, wreaking havoc in our lives, and really keeping us from being everything God has called us to be. In today's message, we're going to look at the Apostle Paul and his amazing testimony of how God delivered him from a trial so bad he thought it was the end of his life. Maybe you feel that way today. Well, if that's you, stay tuned. We're going to look at Paul saying, not only did he deliver me in the past, but he's going to deliver me now, and he's going to deliver me in the future. I can't wait to share part two of the message, The God Who Delivers. Let's go.
Part of what Jesus' ministry was and is and always will be was to deliver you and me, to set us free. He said, you're going to know the truth, and it's going to set you free. And he whom the Son frees is indeed free. Well, free from what? Things from which he delivered you. Amen? He's a delivering God. So I'm just calling this message today, the God who delivers. And I want you to know, we don't preach a religious Jesus. We don't preach religion. We don't just do religious ritual. We're not up here to be religious. Matter of fact, I would never step in the pulpit again if God were not a truly delivering God. Look at 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8. Paul being real honest with us about a great deliverance that he experienced. We do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. In other words, we thought we were going to die. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Sometimes God lets you go through things so that you don't trust in yourself any longer, but you look up and you say, only God can get me out of this, then he gets you out of it. So that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead. Now, verse 10, I want you to read out loud with me, because he's going to give us three tenses of deliverance here, past, present, and future. So watch this carefully. Read it with me. Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust, he will still deliver us. Whole lot of delivering going on in that verse. It means to remove somebody from the presence of danger and bring them into something else. I am brought out to be brought in. Now, the Bible says the whole human race is lost. Lost is a really tough word in the language in which it was spoken, in the language Jesus spoke it in. You know what lost means when it came out of his mouth? It means to violently, completely perish, to be permanently destroyed, to die with the implication of ruin and destruction, to utterly perish by experiencing a miserable end. Jesus says, you say I'm rich and have need of nothing, but I say to you, you are miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and naked. Lost. And somebody had to rescue us from our lostness because we couldn't deliver ourselves from our lostness because lost people can't deliver themselves from their lostness, especially this kind. This is eternal lostness, forevermore lostness. You're lost. I've never been able to get the story I'm going to share with you right now out of my head once I read it. True story. But here it is. There once was a man who worked in a small town as the operator of a drawbridge on a river. A train track ran across the bridge, and the man's job was to keep the bridge up when no train was coming so the boats could go underneath. And then his job when the train was coming was to lower the bridge so the train could safely cross the bridge to the other side. That was his job, simple. One sunny Saturday morning, the man brought his 7-year-old son along with him to work with him. "Daddy, Daddy, can I come with you?" And the boy would play along the river, skip rocks on the water, chase butterflies, do what little boys do. And shortly before noon, right on time, a passenger train was due to come through, and the man was supposed to lower the bridge so the train could go across safely. The man began to make preparations to let the bridge down, and as he examined the bridge, as he looked at the bridge, he noticed that somebody, a small child, had somehow climbed over the guardrail next to the bridge and was playing at the very spot where the bridge would come down. As he looked closer, he realized with horror the child was his own son. In desperation, he began to cry out his name. But the sound of the approaching train drowned out his voice. He cried louder, screamed. The boy couldn't hear him. He knew he was going to have to make a quick decision. The train was coming up quickly on the bridge. If he lowered the bridge at this point, he knew his son would die. But if he didn't, all the people on the train would die as the train plunged into the river, everybody on it perishing. He had no time to think. As he screamed in agony, the man thrust forward the lever to lower the bridge just as the train arrived. Bridge came down. His son died instantly. As the train passed by, catch this, the people just smiled and waved as they passed by the man in the control booth with his head bowed low, oblivious to what had just taken place. They didn't know that that man had just sacrificed his son so they could live. Now listen, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, not to be killed by a drawbridge, but to be abused by men, tortured by men, hung on a cross, beaten beyond recognition. You know all that Jesus went through. I've been saved most of my life, and I still can't read the story of his crucifixion without it hurting me. It still hurts me when I read it. And I wince, and I have to stop and say, thank you, Jesus. Because when Jesus died on the cross, listen to me, God lowered the drawbridge. How much did he love you? He so loved you. He gave his only begotten son. If this man could give his son to save a trainload of people, what about God giving his son to save the entire human race, everybody and anybody that calls upon his name? Because whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And when Jesus died on that cross and spilled his blood, you know what he was doing? He was giving the only thing that could deliver you and I from the consequences of sin and the condemnation that would have sent us to hell. He shed his blood so that he could deliver us back there. Everybody say, he has delivered me. Can we just thank the Lord that he loved us enough to give his only son? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. So not only has he delivered me, but he is delivering me. Now listen to what he says, who delivered us in the past from so great a death and does now, in our now, today, deliver us. He's a deliverer back then. He's a deliverer now. Amen. Now, how does the Lord rescue and deliver us now? I'm going to give you two simple ways. There's others, but these are the two key ones. He rescues us, first of all, from Satan's attacks. He delivers us from Satan's attacks. I think sometimes we forget that we've got an enemy, that if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you're a born-again child of God, we've got an enemy that hates us because we're washed in the blood that undid him, that destroyed Satan, destroyed his works, took away from him death, hell, and the grave. And so we're targeted people. Matter of fact, we've got to get in our minds that when we got saved, we were drafted into a battle. The battle between good and evil. His battle became my battle. Your battle. What was his battle? The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So we were drafted into that battle between God and Satan, good and evil, light and dark, wrong and right. We were drafted. We're in the army now. Amen? We're in the army now. We've been drafted. You say, well, I don't want to be drafted. Well, tough. If you're saved, you're drafted. And you can't go AWOL. If you go AWOL, he'll come find you. No, we're drafted into the army, and we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we clearly are in a battle, and I've got good news. He rescued me and delivered me back then, and he delivers me now from the attacks of Satan. He delivers me now. Paul the Apostle, who was, in my opinion, probably the greatest Christian warrior to ever live. I think he's the greatest Christian to ever live. I'm a little biased towards Paul because I'm just so impressed with Paul. Well, with Jesus in Paul, I'm not lifting up a man. He would never want me to. But I'm telling you, I don't think there's a better Christian than Paul. And there's certainly not a better warrior than Paul, spiritual warrior. And here's what he said. The Lord will rescue me, deliver me from every evil attack. And he's going to bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. At the end of Paul's life, he said, I have fought the good fight. And you know what? In that good fight, the Lord delivered him from every attack of Satan. Folks, listen, Jesus never promised us Satan wouldn't attack, but he did promise us that we would be delivered from his attacks if we leaned on him and called on him, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And here's what I know in my heart, and I'm talking to somebody at home too, or somebody in the office or in your car or later in radio. Listen carefully. Some of you, your marriage is under attack. Your finances are under attack. Your kids are under attack. You're under a temptation that just keeps coming at you. And for some of you, it seems like there's no way out, but I'm going to tell you something. When a door shuts, God opens a window. He is not going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's going to deliver you in your now from every evil attack. Come on, everybody. Give the Lord a hand of thanks. Yes. But he also delivers us from ourselves.
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, hardwired.org. You'll find today's program along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's a growing list of great things to check out at the site. So hop on over and check it out, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. And be sure to tell your friends about the program. We know you're being blessed by it. I'm sure your friends will be as well. We're here to reach as many people for the Lord as we can. So getting the word out will help us on this mission. And that's what this program is all about. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
How many of you ever looked in the mirror and said, how could you have done that? How could you have gone there? Did you really do that? How many of you have ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you're the reason I'm in most of my trouble? Right? I mean, sometimes the devil doesn't have to do a whole lot. We do it all for him. We get into trouble all on our own. Because here's why. We live in a house of flesh that can still be tempted. Is that news to anybody here? We live in a house of flesh that can still be tempted. And it can be tempted by many, many, many different things. But just because you're saved doesn't mean you're temptation free. No, sometimes it even escalates because the devil's coming after you with temptation. We have weaknesses that can defeat us without God's help, don't we? Yeah, we do. Don't look at me so holy. Some of you got a halo over your head. Not me, Pastor Jeff. Oh, yes, you and me, we can all be tempted. There's no one here that could not fall. Take heed lest you think you stand, that you think you stand, lest you fall. Right? We're in a house of flesh, and so we've got to lean on the Lord every single day. But here's the good news. The Lord delivers us from ourselves. Lord, deliver me from me. Sometimes that's a really valid prayer. Deliver me from my weaknesses. Deliver me, Lord, from where I so easily succumb to temptation. Deliver me from my weaknesses. And that's what he promises to do. Listen to this, Romans 8:26. And the Holy Spirit helps us when in our weakness. For example, I'm reading the Bible now. For example, Paul says, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Did you know that the Holy Spirit within you prays for you at times you don't even know it? He prays for you. He prays for you because the Bible says he searches the deep things of man. He knows your heart. He knows your makeup. He knows your strengths and weaknesses. He knows where the devil had a grip on you in the past and where the devil attacks you now. And the Holy Spirit prays for you, intercedes for you when you don't even know it. I think one of the real shocks of heaven is going to be when we realize how many times God sent an angel that delivered us from evil, you know, that canceled a satanic assignment, that was sent to somehow intervene so that what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it for good. So where the enemy meant to destroy you and take you down and take you out, God sent an angel or had the Holy Spirit pray for you, and the satanic assignment was canceled. The satanic assignment was canceled. Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a shock because when we get to heaven, we're going to know even as we have been known, and we're going to realize, hey, you remember that time in your life when you were under so much temptation and then finally it lifted? You didn't know about it, but the Holy Spirit prayed for you, and I sent an angel, and I sent help, and I did this, and I did that, and you didn't even know it because God says, I'm going to deliver you from you, and I'm going to deliver you from satanic attacks. It's true. It's true. He said, well, man, Pastor Jeff, what I'm going through now, where is God? You don't know what it would be if he weren't already moving. Sometimes what we think is really bad ain't nothing if God were not already intervening. Amen. Paul said he was crying out to God in a weakness, and God said to him, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so the power of Christ can work through me. God said to him, I'm not going to deliver you from the problem. I'm going to deliver you in the problem. I'm going to deliver you in the problem. I'm going to come to you by my grace. Listen, folks, we're saved by grace, but we must understand we're also sustained by grace. Yeah, the Christian life begins by grace. By grace, you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of your works, lest any man should boast. No, how are we saved? By grace, through faith. Nothing we did or can do could save us. It's purely by the grace of God. Grace alone, faith alone, by Christ alone. I want you to say with me, by grace alone, by faith alone, by Christ alone. That's how you are saved. Amen. But now watch this. Not only are you saved by grace, but you're sustained by grace. See, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But then the song goes on. Through many dangers, toils and snares, after I've been saved, I have already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me, say it, home. Yeah, it's grace, 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 grace. I love grace. I'm so thankful for grace. Thank God for grace. You know, I don't like to fly. I like being in control. And when I get on a plane, I'm in no control. But somehow I feel like I got to help the pilot when he's about to take off. And so, man, I'll have you ever heard of a white knuckle flyer? You know, where you're holding on to the armrests and you're thinking, oh, Lord, you know, every time I fly, I do this. I'm being real transparent. I remind God of my calling. And I say, if there's nobody else on this jet walking with you, I am. Keep me afloat. Just keep us in the air just for me. Reminder, God, I'm called. I'm not done yet, God. But how many of you ever realized that when you're in a jet, there's not one thing you can do to help that thing take off? Not one thing. No, it's got its own fuel, its own power, and it's got a power that you don't have. It can take you 30,000 feet in the air. You couldn't take yourself 1 foot in the air, but it takes you 30,000 feet in the air, not by might, not by power, but by aerodynamics. Okay? So there's nothing you can do. So what do you do when you fly? All you can do is sit back and relax and let the jet do the work. Grace is the same way. That's how we live the Christian life. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, by the grace of God. Because if I just sit back and relax, He's going to take me where I could never go. If I just sit back and relax and trust God, He's going to carry me to destinations I could never get to on my own. Yeah, just by letting the grace of God. Everybody say grace. Just by letting the grace of God and the power of the Spirit of God carry me into the heights. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings, like an eagle. And that means you're going to fly. But how do you do it? By waiting upon the Lord, and the power of God takes you up there. My little mother, she's 96. She was 3 days and nights without power during this ice storm in the place where she lives. And she's fine. She's so hardy. That's why she's 96. She was raised on a farm. She's hardy. I called her. I said, Mother, why didn't you call me? Well, I was okay. Well, you should have called me. I would have come and gotten you. Well, it was too slippery. She's worried about me. And I said, what did you do? Well, I had a lantern. It was the best buy I ever made. She said, I just lit that lantern and I read by the lantern and I was just fine. Jeffrey, she's the only one on earth that calls me Jeffrey. Except Cindy, when I'm in trouble, she... No. Now, here's the deal. My mother listens to me on the radio, and she listens to Every Man an Answer that I'm on every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And she called me, and she said, Jeffrey, I can't believe it's you. You know why she says that? Because she remembers when I was a 16-year-old in all kinds of trouble, all messed up. And she says, I hear you answering these questions and sharing the Bible like you do. And I go, how? And I said, Mother, I'm going to quote Paul. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Nobody knows that better than me. Nobody knows it better than me. There's only one explanation for somebody lost in drugs, sitting in jail, all messed up, headed to prison. I didn't go to prison, but I could have. And then I just call out, no high school. And then I call out on God to save me. And He took me and He delivered me back there. Then He's delivered me a whole bunch of times since then. But only God can take that and turn it into this. I am what I am, not because, well, I can do anything. I can do everything. I got it going on. No, I can do all things through Christ and the grace of God. Now, that's how God delivers you. So say with me, from Satan's attacks and from myself. Now, the last great deliverance is coming. The last great deliverance is coming. Amen? So say with me, He has, He is, and He shall. Now watch this. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet Him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died and are in a grave will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And then we will be with the Lord forever. Comfort one another with these words.
Thanks for listening today to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, hardwired.org. That's 877-884-3111. 3111 or the website hardwired.org. While you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff. We know they've been an encouragement to you, so be sure to forward them on to a friend who you think needs to hear today's message or any of the messages there at the website. It might be the very thing they need to be encouraged as well. Again, the website is hardwired.org or call us at 877-884-3111. If you haven't been to the website lately, jump on over there and take a look at all we have for you. One last thing, your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Hardwired is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift through our website, hardwired.org, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly do appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Hardwired.